Sam, come on. Sam, you're sweating that. Sam, this is not fancy dress hour. Every time...
All right, let's kick it off. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best pals on the quest for everlasting fame.
So, explicit note, I am going to swear and I'm going to drink. We've got wine, we've got beer, we've got everything I want. The only was you. So if you don't like that, go f*** yourselves.
Yeah. Or don't go f*** yourself, though, because one, very hard to, and two, stick around.
The podcast comes out every Monday, as you probably already know.
Yeah.
Every Friday is the YouTube, which has got extra bits, but you can watch the whole fucking thing, so you can see Sam's fashion in action. Follow us, Staying Relevant Podcast on Instagram, Staying Relevant Podcast on TikTok, and on YouTube, just search Staying Relevant Podcast. I think that's about it. Follow, rate, review, and all that crap.
Yeah. Howdy, partners. Let's begin.
I'm going to start this not in the usual way. I'm going to apologise in advance for the fact that Sam seems to now use the podcast for fancy dress time. I don't know why he's come dressed as a cross between the man from Del Monte and Del Boy.
Thing is, we've both discussed this jacket and we both like it.
We don't. I hate it. I've said every time I hate it. It is the most horrendous jacket I've ever seen. You look like a secondhand car salesman who's just popped a Benidorm on the weekend. It is, mate, you are the what? You've got Crocs on as well with a Panama hat, which I think is your dad's. I genuinely think, because when I took you, I'm sure your dad had that on when we were in Mumbai.
Yeah, he does like a Panama.
Yeah, well, your dad pulls it off because he smokes cigars and looks cool as fuck. You look a prick.
Oh, fuck, mate, I don't even care. I look fucking cool. Let's crack on.
Mate,
don't worry about my fashion.
All I'm saying is it looks like you have just stumbled into lost property and rolled around.
Rolled around.
Anyway, Sam, what you been up to? Talk to me. What was that? That was like an impression of red rum or what?
Ooh, what have I been doing? Fuck, I don't know.
what was that?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, this has not gone well at all, is it? This is just a terrible start. This is a very chaotic episode so far. We've not actually done anything yet. So what have you been up to? Anything?
No, not much, to be fair.
You've got nothing to say, have you?
Well, I haven't. Just let me think.
Listen, I've got something.
So ruminate.
You've been going to the gym again.
I have. How do you know that?
Because you call me every day and say I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
Fair enough.
So you've started at the gym again. Is that because I kept calling you Tubby?
Yeah, Pete does this a lot at the moment.
Right.
We know. We should talk about this, actually.
We can talk about it because people have seen in videos that you've uploaded where you go, oh, I love your love handles. You do it to me all the time. Now, I haven't been to a gym in a long time, as everyone can probably tell. I look a little bit like a skinny, fat golem in a wig. You used to be in quite good shape.
I know.
Then you went a little bit doughy.
It's just, mate, it's just ages. There was actually a point.
You're 30.
Age, mate. Age. You start losing it at 30. There was a point where me and Pete first met. We met on Celebs Go Dating. I'm sure you might be aware. And came on the show halfway through. Quite a ripped geezer, very good looking guy. And I'll never forget this moment. Pete came up to me and went, don't worry, mate. You're more stacked than he is.
but you were at the time. You were in fucking good nick. Now you look like shit. So it's good that you're going back to the gym. How's it working out for you?
Not very well, to be honest, actually. My PT, because I got a PT this time around, said that I was the quickest body mass loss he'd ever seen. It was like, you lose your muscle so quickly.
It's because you're not meant to have any.
What do you mean?
Well, if people remember back in the day when you first started Made in Chelsea or just any pictures of you younger, the majority of your weight came from your front teeth. And once you got them replaced, there wasn't really much there. I mean, on a windy day, sometimes I have to hold your hand just in case.
We'd dig the teeth into the ground.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit like the thing that chases the acorn in Ice Age. But then you've sort of gone the other way and you've just gone, you're sort of skinny fat. Because weirdly enough, and this is the weird thing about Sam, and genuinely mean this, if you look at that, it's Sam and I topless, I am a mess. I look like I'm melting. If I take my top off, it looks a little bit like a mouldy bit of broccoli with a pair of jeans on. Sam looks in better shape, but Sam is also very skinny. You're not as broad as I am.
Yeah, Pete always loves to say this. He's always like, I've got broader shoulders than you.
No, but that's not a good thing. But you look like you should be a lot fitter than me. Any lifting, any cardio, you're out of breath every time we go up the stairs, right? And the weird thing that I smoke 40 a day, I drink too much, and I am effectively probably going to be dead by 40. But I am fitter than you.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
And it's the weirdest thing ever, and I don't understand why. You're just one of them people who is not meant to be at the gym or be fit. You should just be happy breathing.
Do you know what? Pete's this guy, right? I said this to him today. You're like Benjamin Button. Pete drinks. Pete drinks like he should already be dead and smokes the same. But give him like 3 days off the booze, his face just like just sucks up. Like it just, he now looks like late 20s again. And it
he
really
did say that to me this morning.
Off.
He said, you actually looked like 20s.
But it's like, he's
and then
so...
I've had two glasses of wine and a beer and I look like I'm about to die again.
But this is the point. You have no right to look good. The way you live your life, you don't have a right to look good. You should look like shit. And I just look like shit.
Well, you I mean, to be fair, yeah, you don't drink. You eat quite healthy.
Oh, I'm a bit hot.
You are going back. Well, I'm not surprised. You are wearing a herd of sheep. You eat quite healthy. Do you know what I mean? You do all your little meals and all that sort of stuff. And you don't drink and you go to the gym. And you are a mess.
That's very true. I did tell you, didn't I, that Zara told me I'd lost it not too long ago.
To be honest with you, I think she was flattering you because I don't think you ever had it.
She was like, you've let yourself go.
Which is weird because actually Zara looks fucking incredible.
I know, she's looking good.
She does look really, really good.
She got sent a cock shot recently, actually.
I'll tell her sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah, she got sent a cock shot. And then she told me, she was like, someone sent me a dick pic. And I was like, let me have a look. Way bigger than mine.
All right, so you've been going to the gym. That's what you've been up to.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right, good. Do you know what I've been up to?
What?
Dick all. But I have realised that I've got a new addiction. It's coffee. I am drinking so much coffee at the minute, it's a fucking joke.
Question.
You don't have to put your hand up, we're not at school.
Okay. Do you poo? Not like ever, but like, do you poo more when you drink coffee?
No, not really. I'm pretty, I mean, I don't like these conversations, Sam. You know I don't like talking about this sort of stuff. But I'm very regular at the same time every day. You know that you live with me for a week. The same time every day, and that's, as long as I'm near a toilet, then I'm fine.
I love the way that your face just looks.
I hate it. I hate these conversations.
But the listener loves it.
They don't want to hear about my shit habits, do they? Anyway, so
coffee.
Yeah, coffee, I've been drinking far too much. I've bought a second coffee machine.
Why? Why do you need two?
Because I just like the look of this one, and it's a proper barista type coffee machine as well. Because I want to start learning how to do the stuff in the top. The coffee, I want to start grinding my... But I want to do the little patterns in the top.
Oh, you want to make, like, leaves and hearts and shit?
Mm.
That's cool.
Because I've been Googling and spending a lot of time... do you still call it Googling?
Surfing the web, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been on Tinternet. Yeah. And I have been watching a lot of coffee-making videos and watching how people do the things in the top.
This is an amazing podcast episode.
So,
fuck me, what have you been doing this week, Pete?
So, what have we been up to? I've spent an awful long time watching coffee. I got in a coffee hole of 3 hours the other day where I was just watching coffee making videos. And there's actually this really cool guy in Amsterdam.
Oh, fuck me, no, let's stop. We can't, mate. We're going to get taken off air for the boredom. People are going to literally be like, this is fucking terrible.
All right, well, we'll move on then. So, do you want to crack on with... We've had some listeners write in, haven't we, this week?
We have indeed.
Now, I'm just going to give you a little background on this one. So, this is based on people that listen to the podcast and sometimes send us interesting things for us to do or, you know, suggestions. This is quite an interesting one, I think.
I don't know how to take this one because I think what they're really
saying... I've taken it badly.
I think they're saying you have a problem.
They're saying you have a problem.
Well, let's let the listeners decide this one. Right. Highest day and relevant team. I'm listening to Sam and Pete's podcast and I'm very interested in appearing on the show as a guest.
Which is good. Good news. We like that. Opening statement.
I'm a psychotherapist.
Bad news. Bad news. Bad news.
In private practice. Work out of Harley Street in Knightsbridge. I followed Pete and Sam for a long time. I'm fascinated by their behaviours, both as individuals and their friendship, in quotation marks, as well. My work requires me to psychoanalyse my clientele, and I would love to come on the show and do a live psychoanalysis / joint therapy session with Sam and Pete. I think they both have exceptionally interesting characters that a lot of people would relate to as well in terms of avoidance, detrimental behaviours and possible patterns I may be able to help them change. which will help them understand themselves a lot better. Happy to discuss further. I look forward to hearing from you.
So for 1 week only, we're going to change the name of the podcast to In Therapy With Sam and Pete.
What do you think they're going to say?
You're passive aggressive, insecure.
Fuck it, that was quick. Bloody hell, mate. What's, that come out of nowhere.
You overcompensate for your lack of belief in yourself.
Do you know what the worst thing is? The worst thing is, all of that is serious. He has thought about this for years, and he has been like, here we fucking go. Right, well, I'm going to give Pete one. Abandonment issues, doesn't love himself, so can't understand why anyone else would love him, so pushes people away. Doesn't back himself at all in life to the point where he just constantly makes gags about going, I'll be dead in 10 years anyway, because he's just given up. He's given up life. So smokes and drinks and doesn't try and better himself in any sort of way because he knows he doesn't have the willpower to do it. There we go. How about that?
So thank you for your message, but no need.
Yeah, we already know.
We already know how fucked up we are.
I'm insecure down to the bone and just want to be loved. Pete can't be loved.
Can't. We should do like a new show. Won't love. So staying relevant.
Yeah.
I'm going to do yours this week. Your staying relevant moment.
God, here we go.
This is big news. This is not a drill. Big news. Sam has been nominated for the equivalent of the Radio Oscars.
Yeah, he has, motherfucker!
I normally take the piss, and I still don't understand how you have a job, and I think you're terrible, but I'm actually very proud of you.
Come on! Hug me. Come here. If you're proud of me, fucking hug me.
We've got to get a flight. We've got 15 minutes.
Hug me.
Okay.
All right. Yes! Oh! Yes. Grab my hair.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
So, exciting news for you. This is big.
I know.
You've only been on air for, a couple of months?
Yeah.
Couple of months. Have you been on air for a year?
Well, I was doing Sunday mornings for a year, yeah.
So, well done. Big names you're up against.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal. How you feel?
I feel great.
There's a lot of people in the category. Some big names. How you feeling? Are you confident?
I'm nervous. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been up for any. I have never
you
even
have.
Been up for an award.
Sam and I used to do a show called Staying Relevant. We were up for awards.
We're still doing Staying Relevant.
Oh, no. What was the other show?
Reality News.
Reality News. So Sam and I used to do a show called Reality News. I don't know if any of you that listen to this probably watched it. And if both of you that watched it are listening to this too, thank you. But we were up for an award.
We were.
Sam was away, so I had to go to the award ceremony and I took a cardboard cutout of Sam, which I had to drag around for the entire ceremony. And when we didn't lose, I kicked the fuck out of it.
When we didn't win, sorry.
I kicked the fuck out of it.
Mate, I feel great. Do you know what? And I know what you're going to be like. You'll be like, stop giving it like the ooh, professional bollocks. But I'm just happy to be there. And I'm not joking. Like, I don't care about winning. Obviously, winning would be nice. Just to be recognised in that circle. Do you know how hard it is to get into that sort of like...
Yeah. And to be honest, like I said, mate, genuinely, I want to go as your plus one, if you'll have me.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you very much, sir.
Just in case you do win, I would like to be there to celebrate.
Yeah!
And I do know how hard it is. So that's your staying relevant.
No, but I've also got my clap. If I don't win... It's one of these. There's a Joey Tribbiani.
Okay, hold on. So, and the winner, what's the award title?
Best New Presenter.
Okay, so, and the winner for Best New Presenter 2023 is... Sam Thompson. Appendicitis again.
I don't know what to do. I wouldn't know because I've never won. I don't know what you do when you win.
Well, is that what you do?
No, I mean, I'd
carry on breathing because I think you stopped for a minute.
I'd get up and I'd go, I actually have thought about
There we go.
I have actually thought about my speech. I didn't expect this at all.
Wow, why have you turned into Hugh Grant? Wow.
I didn't expect this at all. To be honest, just to be here amongst such distinguished company is such a huge honour.
And the next award
No, actually, apparently they do rush you off.
Yeah.
And then be like, anyway, thank you so much to the award, motherfuckers. Peace out. Do you actually want to come? Because we can bring you there. Do you want to come to the awards?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my flipping God. We're doing Staying Relevant at the awards.
I will
got to wear a suit.
That's not a problem for me. It's you that it's a problem for. Because every time you wear a suit, you look like you work for Zoopla.
I don't even know who that is.
It's a problem. Oh, fuck me. anyway, yeah, I'll come. My Staying Relevant moment of the week also includes you.
Ooh, oh, hello.
Excellent. What did you just blow at me there?
A little bit of dust was in the air.
I'll just blow it over here. All right, thanks for that. It went cross-eyed and went, ooh. You've got a sunglass brand.
I do.
No, this isn't a plug.
Okay. You said it now.
certainly not on this fucking show, because I've already plugged enough for that. So my staying relevant moment is that Sam set up a sunglass brand, something that I pretty much gave him the idea for about 2 years ago. Went and did it. And then decided to not pay me and use me for the photo shoot. And all of the pictures are just of me. Might as well be my fucking brand. But it's not. Sam gets all the profits, uses me to do the behind-the-scenes video from the photo shoot. There was a number of models there. You don't see them because it's all me. So my staying relevant moment is the person that I do a podcast with about how we're trying to make it in the world, I am now a skivvy for his brand. I'm effectively the extra for Sam's sunglass brand.
Sold out.
Sold out. Sold out.
Yeah.
So happy for you. So I had to go to the photo shoot. I had to sit in the car. He embarrassed me for the entire day because he actually hired real models, actual models, and then announced me coming in by saying, "We've got him out of retirement. He's had a wash." As I walked into the room with actual real life models.
And a Vogue photographer.
And a Vogue photographer walked me out, then proceeded to be the shoot director whilst I was in front of camera, telling me chin up, chin down, a little bit more this, a little bit more that. What Sam also forgot to mention, but he'd been out the night before and was hanging, so went home halfway through the shoot and left me there with all these fucking people for his brand that I was doing for free. But I'm so glad that it sold out.
I had a panic attack halfway through the shoot and I had to go home.
Yes, I had to take him to Joe and the Juice and he was very happy that there wasn't anything left and I had to have a spinach and feta roll. So he wasn't overly happy with that. So my staying relevant moment is that I work for Sam.
So the beauty of it is, let me just...
Let me just say that again. I work for Sam.
No, you don't. Little bit of context here. I offered to pay Pete and he didn't fucking want it. Because the reason being is Pete's the kind of sadistic bastard that likes to hold things over you. So Pete's the kind of guy that I'll be like, mate, obviously, like, we'd love to pay you. And he's like, no, mate, you're my mate. I want to do it for free. And then every single moment he gets, he'll be like, but I did this thing for you for free, mate. I just came down here and just did this for you for free. And then he can sit on this fucking podcast and act as if I've just fucking press ganged him into it, which I absolutely haven't. But on the other side of it, we used every single one of his photos and they performed so much better than everyone else's. So we just keep funneling Pete's photos up. We sold out.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It's amazing. I'm so
absolutely
happy.
Absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, so you're staying rid of a moment. There seems to be a big chasm developing between me and you in this podcast, is that you've been nominated for award for Best News Presenter and my staying relevant moment is I work for you. And I'm not entirely sure how that's happened. I'm not entirely sure. You've just been away to South Africa, Maldives, on a nice holiday with your bird. I've not been anywhere. I'm not doing any of that. Do you know what I mean? It's really getting quite depressing for me at the minute.
It's the first time I've ever been given kudos.
We might, because actually I don't think you are staying relevant anymore. I think you are relevant.
Oh, motherfucker! Come on!
I think you just ruined it. So, do you know what? Well done to you. Well done on the glasses. Well done on the radio thing. This episode is about you.
Fucking hell. All right, well, if it's about me, let's plug the brand. So, Danelli glasses.
We are nearly out of time,
tinted
though.
Tinted eyewear.
So, we are going to move on to Sidebar of Shame.
The Sidebar of Dickheads.
We don't need to do that. Changed it a little bit there, haven't you?
They are dickheads, though, aren't they? Let's be honest. We're dickheads. Everyone's a dickhead.
Okay, good save.
Yeah.
Good save. Sidebar of Shame, run the jingle.
Sidebar of Shame.
It's the Sidebar of Shame.
Yeehaw.
Sidebar of Shame.
That was like more of a doom and gloom.
That's a bit I do on the jingle.
Oh, okay. All right, fine.
Yeah, but we're just going to play that in, so that's not even going to get used.
Okay, but I'm glad you tried.
So Sidebar of Shame, we've got a very interesting one. We have another feud. Big news. Sam Thompson's best friend, Jamie Lang. Stag do. How was it?
I wasn't invited on stag do.
How was the wedding?
No, see, this is the thing.
No,
right?
How was it? Because we've seen lovely pictures of them getting married in a beautiful ceremony in Chelsea. You know, all suited and booted, see black and white images, like them old school sunglasses on, walking down the street. Really fucking nice. How was it? Was it good?
So I'm actually going to the proper wedding.
Oh, so no.
Yeah,
no.
So there's two weddings.
So how was that one?
Well, the I wasn't there. Ceremony? It was for family.
Oh, you didn't go.
It was family.
Oh, you didn't go?
No.
You didn't go?
I didn't go.
What, have you fallen out?
No, I'm going to the wedding.
I mean, if you read the articles, let me just grab a few here. You didn't go. So what's happened with you and Jamie then? Is it, you know, now that you're not being paid to be friends, you're not friends? What happened there, mate?
No, because unlike you, we are mates. I'm going to the wedding. I don't actually understand how this is even like a story. Although quite cool that there was a story, because I'm never in the press. So this is quite nice. And it's like Sam Thompson and Spencer Matthews actually shun wedding.
You shun the wedding. That's sight of elders do something. That, I mean, as a friend, that's not a very friendly thing.
Well,
to do.
There's two things here. First of all,
why would you do that to such a good friend?
I'll tell you. There's two things here. First of all, I'm actually going to the wedding, which is going to be sick. Second of all, the actual problem, wasn't invited to the fucking stag do. That is a problem.
So why?
I genuinely thought I was going to go.
Why weren't you invited on the stag do?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to be like, Geezer, come on, man. Like, why was I not there? Do you know what's funny? This is even better. When he got married, he video called me with Sophie and showed me the ring. And it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I called him afterwards. I was like, mate, this is so cool. Where are we going for the stag? And he was like, mate, the stag's going to be sick. We might do Miami. Yeah. He was like, we're going to do some awesome stuff. Obviously, like, I'll let you know when we go. And it turns out I saw it on Instagram.
I was with Jamie yesterday and they went Val d'Isere. They went skiing. Sam reportedly fell out with Made in Chelsea star Jamie Lang. This is big news, Sam. Why have you not discussed this?
Is that
what
they actually said?
After the former Strictly Come Dancing contestant started dating Sophie, who is your ex.
That was 5 years ago.
So, well, not according to this, mate. So you've really fallen out and haven't been invited to the wedding. You haven't been invited to the stag. That's obviously a real problem for
you. See, the real problem actually is I actually thought I was going on the stag. Genuinely, I have a bee in my bonnet about that. I genuinely do.
So
I thought I was going.
So it's going to be Made in Chelsea feud rumbles on as Sam Thompson slams Jamie Lang for not inviting him to the stag. However, he is going to the wedding.
I am going to the wedding. So basically, you know what happens. So yeah. When they do like they sign the thing, they sign the registry form or whatever. And
then have a big party.
And then they have the party where they do like all the sellers. So basically they do the actual where they walk down the aisle and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to that. It's going to be the wedding of the fucking century. I mean, he's...
Wedding of the century. Doesn't hold out much hope for you and Zara then. Do you think that's the wedding of the century?
Yeah. It's going to be unreal.
Oh, you know you sometimes get goodie bags left on the table.
We're going to get like Hugo Boss fucking goodie bags or something sick.
Well, that's not great. I was just hoping for like a bag of cash.
So no feud whatsoever. Fucking happy for him. As I said, when he phoned me up and video called me and Zara are both friends.
Apparently.
No, but there is a feud. The feud is invite me to your fucking stag.
Well, it's a bit late now. It's been.
I'll go on a second one.
I feel like that's just going to be you and him sat in the bluebird.
Sweet. I'd love to.
But this is just, it just goes to show, doesn't it? Like people believe, because people genuinely, that's gone everywhere this
morning. I know.
That's literally gone everywhere, that there is a big fucking feud between you and Jamie. I was actually with Jamie yesterday and he was saying how much he loves you. It's nice that you've made up from your feud.
Do you know what's funny though? It's like the only time I get press is when Pete does something or Jamie does something.
Yeah, that is actually, when are you going to get your own fucking press?
Oh, does no one care? But do you know what as well? Like it's what I find crazy is I was barely even a boyfriend girlfriend with Sophie Hippou. We were if you could even class it together, we were together for like 4 months. It was 5 years ago. The only difference is I came in hot when I'd taken a bit of time out of the show. I came in hot and went, this is a chance for me to look fucking great. I came in and I was like, you're an arsehole. And he was like, mate, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. And like, they've held on to that from 5 years.
Jamie and Sophie?
Yeah.
They've held on to
it. No, the press.
Are you sure it's not Jamie and Sophie?
I even got, my management got a fucking call from one of the press people. We'd like a quote from Sam about the alleged feud going on between him and Jamie Lang, and it's like, I was trying to think of like a good one. I was like, what could I say? What could I say here?
We've said it before, but at some point, I'd like to ask, can we create a feud that is just complete bollocks?
There's a permanent feud. You say hate me every fucking day. The rumour mill is spinning, Peter. Kylie Jenner apparently dating Timothy Chalamet.
I think it's Timothée.
Timothée Chalamet.
Which I thought was a shampoo.
Timothée. Where's he from?
He's French, I imagine.
Oh, Timothée. Timothy Charlemagne. Charlemagne? Chalamet. 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 Going out the fucking good-looking guy from June, basically.
The one who looks like a Victorian child.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's so, so cool. And that's a big thing. She's obviously broken up with Travis Scott, hasn't she?
Oh, obviously, yeah.
You know who Kylie Jenner is?
I know who Kylie Jenner is.
Stormy! Stormy! Come here, Stormy! Come here.
Come here. Where's she from? The fucking West Country?
Come here.
Stormy, get on the combine harvester.
She always goes, Stormy!
Well, I obviously know who she is.
She's got a really beautiful boyfriend, basically. They've shacked up. She's left Travis Scott.
Timothy
Charmalane. Timothy fucking Marmalade. Timothy Charmalane. Charmalane. Timothy Charlemagne. That's a huge one, though, because they're two absolute titans. He's basically one of the biggest up-and-coming actors ever. She is Kylie Jenner. She's beautiful. So I'm really excited to see where this goes as a relationship. You know, what the Bieber's going to say, what they're going to think, because obviously they're really tight with the Jenners. It's all going on in West Hollywood at the moment. I have a vision every now and then. It's that me and Pete are in America. We're trying to crack the states. We're in Hollywood.
It's one nomination. And thinks he can then go and crack the states.
We're in Hollywood together, right? We're trying to break it.
We're in Hollywood.
We've made friends with like some quite sort of well-known people, and we're on a beach having a beach party. We're with like the Kardashians and the Jenners and all that lot. Pete does a keg stand. And he wins them over. And we're on the beach going,
what?
Do it! Chug, 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 chug!
What's a keg stand?
Keg stand. You must know what a keg stand is. Keg stand's basically where you get a keg of beer and then they make you go into a handstand and then pour it into your mouth.
Right.
And basically, in my vision, like, we're doing keg stands with the Jenners and all these cool people on a beach, and we're cool.
That's the vision?
Yeah, I always think about it when I listen to my music.
Your vision is we have beers on a beach?
Yeah, with all these famous people.
Right. Anyway, back to your little story, Kylie Jenner and Marmalade. It's just another good win for skinny guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know what I mean? Mm. Kim Kardashian started it.
Yeah.
With
Pete Davidson. You're a bit like Pete Davidson, you know. You got the tats, you're a troubled soul.
We have the same name. That's it.
No, but it's not that. It's way more. You're troubled. People feel like they can fix you. That's the thing about it. That's why people like you so much in terms of women, is because they look at you and they see behind those beautiful little blue eyes and they go, you're a lost soul, like tattooed onto your fingers. And he got lost soul tattooed onto him. And they look at him and they go, you're a broken human being. I want to fix that.
Mm. Big news. A lot of celebrities and famous people upset and pissed off.
We love that. That's a headline that we are staying relevant. Love.
Lot of people not happy because they are no longer famous or celebrities. Why? Because Elon Musk has taken on Blue Tick.
It's Blue Tick Gate, baby.
Blue Tick Gate, baby.
Yeah.
So I no longer have a blue tick on Twitter, Sam.
No longer. I checked yesterday, actually.
A lot of people no longer have blue ticks. Donald Trump's, Piers Morgan, you know, actual famous people, not just us fucking idiots who shouldn't have had a blue tick in the first place. Apart from people who have paid for it. Elon Musk has paid for three people, though. He's paid their subscriptions for them. And they are the weirdest three people I've ever heard in my life. LeBron James, probably understandable, one of the, you know, best athletes in the world. Stephen King, and the weirdest one, William Shatner.
Love that.
Who was in Star Trek fucking years ago as Captain Kirk, I believe, which is the weirdest person. What I think we should do is, if you were Elon Musk, what three celebrities would you keep a blue tick for?
Barry from EastEnders.
100%. He's my number one as well. Sean Williamson.
Yeah, we at Staying Relevant have a really, really big soft spot for Sean Williamson.
Let me tell you another funny story then, whilst we're just on Barry's. My manager, Ellen, who is also a massive Sean Williamson, Barry from EastEnders fan, who we met, me and Ellen, I don't know if you remember, we discussed it on the podcast. She's just got her dog, a little girl, a little Boston Terrier, who she's called Barry, after Barry from EastEnders. And that's how big of fans we are of Barry. So Barry, 100%.
Barry's in. Who else would I give one? I'd probably give one to Stephen Fry.
Would you?
Yeah, Stephen Fry.
Okay.
And Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais, I would give one to. And then I would probably maybe split a blue tick into loads of different pieces and give it all to the TOWIE cast. just because obviously they'll think they're so famous anyway, so we might as well give them all a little slice. Eh? I mean, it does help impersonators, which we've discussed.
Because I have one now.
Funnily enough, on the impersonator thing.
Oh, and right, here we go. Fuck it.
Since we discussed impersonators on the pod last week, a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was, I've actually had some people send me some messages from my impersonator. And it starts off with, hi, darling. I know this is like a dream to you, receiving a message from me. Thank you for being a fan. Now, this person has replied with, I followed as a fan page, not as Pete's page. This is cringy, so I'm unfollowing. And they've replied with, hello. I know you might feel like I'm not the one right you hear because it's difficult for a celebrity to message and start chatting with fans. But the truth is, I'm a different man who was raised well. So I created this account just to reach out to my fans and appreciate them, love and support you, people that are giving me. It's just unfortunate that scammers now use this as a way of...
Love it, the double bluff.
The way scammers now use this as a way of exhibiting their scamming activities. But I'm sorry about that. I still want to say a big thanks to y'all. Because if not for you people, I think I would have not been where I am today. So I want to use this medium to show you the love back the little way I can by saying a big thank you to you. How are you?
See, what I would...
I have the most polite impersonators ever.
So this has been Staying Relevant. Thank you so much for listening. You can catch us every single Monday. You can also watch us every single Friday after the Monday. Watch that the whole episode.
Friday does normally come after Monday, just in case you were confused.
And some extra bits will be added on there as well. You can listen to us on Spotify or your Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, to be honest. Do leave a comment. Do leave a review. Do subscribe because it really does help.
You can also follow us on Instagram, Staying Relevant Podcast. You can follow us on TikTok, which is the same, Staying Relevant Podcast. You can find us on YouTube by searching Staying Relevant Podcast. I think that's about it. So off your fuck.
I got nominated for an award.
Off your fuck.
Insanity Group.